The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
I just wasn't sure if you were going to answer.
You weren't? Wow. Okay.
Well, sometimes they tell me that you're there, and sometimes they don't, so you never know.
Sometimes I disappear.
If you were to be asked a question, for example, what should be the purpose of a healthcare system? I would think everybody would agree the number one would be keep people healthy. That's what I would think. And then after that,
I would agree with that.
Yeah. And then the second.
That agreement might surprise some people, right? We're agreeing.
Yeah. And then number two on the list, you would say, okay, to treat people once they get sick. But you would think the primary mission should be to keep people healthy. But they skipped number one and went right to number two. And in doing that, I've seen this in practice, they actually avoid steps to keep people healthy so that they can implement their treatments. I'll give you a story. This was a while ago. I had a patient I put in a hospital with chest pain, which is appropriate. And called in a cardiologist in consultation. And I was watching what he was doing. You know, you do the initial workup, rule out a heart attack and things like that. And then, of course, you want to go to do some other tests. But I was waiting for him to prescribe nitroglycerin, at least, to treat the symptoms. And day after day goes by, he doesn't prescribe it. And finally, I prescribed it, and that took care of the patient's pain. And my take on that was he was trying to convince the patient for more invasive studies. And you really couldn't convince the patient to do them if you relieved his discomfort with a nitroglycerin tablet, which we did. You know, he wanted to keep him feeling the pain so he could, go ahead and do the more invasive tests. Then another example, just the other day, I have a patient coming here for chelation therapy. He has HMO insurance, so anything else, you know, as far as what insurance would cover, his primary care physician, his HMO doctor would have to order. But he was here for a chelation therapy because he was told he needed a big workup. And potentially would need either bypass or angioplasty because he had developed a cardiac arrhythmia, atrial fibrillation. So he had decided on his own, given that situation, that he'd want to take an alternative approach and do chelation therapy. But then they were still telling him, you need to have a cardiac cath. We need to evaluate your your cardiovascular system more thoroughly, despite the fact that he passed the stress test, he had no pain, never had any chest pain. And I suggested, because they didn't, I suggested he have a calcium score. Calcium score is really a rapid CT scan of the chest looking for calcifications in the coronary arteries, because the amount of calcifications correlates with the amount of plaque. So he went for that. He said, when I spoke to him, he said, I canceled that cardiac catheterization they wanted to do and went for this test first. And it basically showed no sign of coronary artery disease. Therefore, he wouldn't need to do the other studies because he's already shown he doesn't have any coronary artery disease. In reality, he pretty much showed that already when he did the stress test, and everything looked pretty good on that. But this is what's happening in medicine. You know, the incentives based on what insurance pays for are tremendous. And by the way, I don't think insurance doesn't pay for the calcium score. That is, it's a $99 test, you know, as a screening test, but insurance won't pay for it. But they'll willingly pay for the cardiac cath, which is open, by the way, open to interpretation, which is problematic. For example, another name for the cardiac cath is an angiogram. And it's been said that it's so inaccurate that it is not even a reliable estimate of blood flow restriction. For example, you can have a 90% blockage and yet it would have a better blood flow than a blockage read at 40%. And it's not that a 90% blockage has better blood flow, it's that it was misread. And yet you have to understand what the angiogram is for, or the cardiac cath. It's not really to determine function. You should have already had a stress test and a perfusion scan to see whether or not the heart muscle is getting enough blood. What the cardiac cath is used for is to determine the location of the blockages so the surgeon can go in and either do the stent or the bypass. That's what it's for. So we need to be aware of these things. And unfortunately, sometimes, or in many cases, you're in a hospital setting in an emergency situation and you don't have time or the luxury of being able to make these decisions. And that's why, in my opinion, it's more important to understand and take charge of your health and take all the steps necessary to keep yourself out of the hospital. Because in all likelihood, when people go into the hospital, there are reasons why their body became dysfunctional that mainstream medicine docs just don't look for. You know, things that they could address in advance and keep their patients out of the hospital. But again, you know, typically a doctor makes half his revenue by putting patients in the hospital. The other half he makes in his office. An example with a heart patient, you want to, in advance, in other words, not to become a heart patient, you want to make sure your homocysteine level is normal, your CoQ10 levels are optimal, your vitamin C levels are optimal, your magnesium levels are optimal, just to name just a couple of things that are easily controlled by the patient. Unfortunately, the doctors aren't doing the tests, and the patients don't really know where they stand. Janet, I've talked a lot. Did you want to say anything?
I certainly do. First of all, I want to remind people that when they are told that they should have a cardiac catheterization and angiogram, that there are complications associated with that. It is not just this very easy breezy test that will give high quality information. There is radiation exposure that is part of that, as well as other possible issues that may arise. Then the other thing, like you, when you started talking, Dr. Slavin, you were talking about the patient you were working with was hospitalized because of chest pain. And for a lot of people, unfortunately or fortunately, there are many other symptoms. And one of them can be confusing, so to speak. I'm talking about fatigue. When people's heart function declines, one of the symptoms for many of the people is fatigue. They might not necessarily be experiencing fatigue, but essentially exhaustion. Sometimes if people are dealing with the beginnings of heart disease, they might be short of breath. And then for something that has, I've been talking to so many people recently who have been diagnosed with atrial fibrillation. And so their heartbeat is either very, very rapid, let's say 120, 130, maybe even higher. And the other sensation is that it's so erratic. And so with any of those symptoms, your heart is letting you know that something is not right, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you should move directly into the high-tech diagnostic approaches that so many cardiologists are using. You need to possibly think about, okay, well, what have you been eating? Have you been exercising? What kind of stress have you been under? And when you evaluate those things, along with testing, as you mentioned, Dr. Slavin, optimizing coenzyme Q10 levels, optimizing red blood cell magnesium levels, actually making sure that both the magnesium and potassium are very nicely balanced, making sure that sodium and potassium are very nicely balanced, making sure that you're hydrated. How many people might be drinking copious amounts of water, but not necessarily absorbing those waters? Maybe they're taking huge gulps, it hits their stomach, but doesn't get absorbed into the bloodstream and ultimately into the cells, the tissues and the cells. So there's so many different areas that people can review before they say, okay, I'm truly a candidate for cardiac catheterization.
And you ended just on time, Janet. We hear the music.
Oh, yay.
And that means it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Why should I do blood testing? I feel fine. Advanced medical testing provides information in advance of symptoms developing. Get the health information you need to stay healthy. Get the information you need to minimize the need for medical treatment. When you know where to focus your efforts, the results can be rewarding. Get healthy, stay healthy, with the information you need from Advanced Medical Testing Center. 754-216-2332, 754-216-2332.
A glutathione IV is the most efficient way to enhance your glutathione levels. This super antioxidant is difficult to absorb when taken orally. Glutathione is essential to revitalizing the body's antioxidants. More importantly, glutathione levels are associated with your body's ability to neutralize overexposure to radiation, DNA repair mechanisms, and immune function. Low levels of glutathione ultimately lead to symptoms of disease and aging. You can enhance the effectiveness of your glutathione IV treatment with NAC and alpha-lipoic acid, and include high sulfur-containing foods in your diet, such as garlic, onions, cauliflower, avocado, and walnuts. Get started today on the path to optimize wellness with an IV glutathione treatment. Call Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, at 954-748-4991.
How do you know what testing you should get at Advanced Medical Testing Centers? Advanced Medical Testing Centers offers testing packages at reduced rates so you can test for most common health challenges, hormone imbalances, immune issues, heart problems, blood sugar imbalances, and many others are available at AMT Center. 754-216-2332, 754-216-2332.
Listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we were talking about heart disease, but you know, more importantly, we're talking about health in general and health care. And unfortunately, the first goal of health care is not keeping people healthy. It's letting them get sick and then implementing various treatments. And that goes against what we do here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, because, you know, our goal is really to do the appropriate testing to identify people at risk of various problems going forward and then preventing them. And I know Janet feels strongly about this as well. So, Janet, you had a few comments to make.
I do. You know, at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, Dr. Slavin, one of the things that is covered by insurance and gives a whole range of points, information about how to proceed with supporting heart health and heart and circulatory health. And I'm talking about the max pulse diagnosis. And people, just for 3 minutes with a little clip attached to their fingers, can get such a very complete report about how their health, how their heart and circulatory systems are functioning. And so when we think about something so simple, so non-invasive, and incredibly complete information, it's a kind of a no-brainer. Go for it. The max pulse diagnostic technique. And so one of the things that I mentioned when we were talking about how to proceed when someone is possibly dealing with a heart and circulatory issue, rather than immediately jump to medication and invasive diagnostic techniques, the idea would be we can evaluate heart health function with the max pulse. Very often, when I talked a little bit about before about exhaustion and stress, fatigue, that kind of thing as symptoms many times that are ignored by individuals, but the toll is being taken on their heart and circulatory systems. And so evaluating stress is one of the things that the max pulse test gives the patient information about. What kind of stress people are under is evaluated, and the capacity to manage stress. Dr. Slavin, how many people do you see on a pretty regular basis that are exhausted and stressed?
Oh, very common, and the Max Pulse does address that issue too, because they have a part of as part of the test, they look at physical stress and mental stress, and a very important one, stress resistance, because you want your body to be able to deal with stress. And it's a very accurate barometer of the underlying health of the individual. If they're under a lot of mental or physical stress or have low stress resistance, that's an early warning sign, because they will have no other symptoms. In other words, you can be feeling perfectly fine, but if we pick up those things, it's a indication that you have to, you know, pay attention to those areas and try and reduce that stress, because it is affecting how your body functions, accelerating the aging process because it's associated with increased oxidative stress and things that will accelerate aging. So you just want to be aware of things. Give you an example too. I had a 20-year-old, because so often we really ignore our health in that age group because we feel great and we think we're invincible. And we did some lab tests. His insulin level was high. CoQ10 level was low. Omega-3s were low. His body's going to be able to function, but he's going to accelerate the aging process because he lacks those important nutrients, which are so easy These deficiencies are so easy to correct, but you're not going to know you have them unless you've been tested for them. And when you correct them, you're lowering your risk of heart disease and cancer and all the health conditions that we're concerned about. Very easy things to do, but if you don't test for them, you're not aware that they're an issue, and you're not therefore prepared to do anything about it. And I think when people are made aware, that's enough motivation that they take the simple steps just to correct it. And, you know, the patients that come to us fall into that category. Many of them actually do very well on the testing. And then those that we pick up deficiencies, easily corrected, and it's going to make all the difference in how they feel, and their future health problems will be reduced.
Dr. Slavin, so many people that I get to see, they're working with their physician, so they're focused on achieving health, but the manner used by their mainstream medical practitioners would be pharmaceuticals to support or correct, so-called correction, of certain symptoms that the doctor may have diagnosed. So I'm talking about things like blood pressure. And possibly they've been diagnosed with atrial fibrillation. And so the doctor is giving them blood pressure medication. The doctor is giving them blood thinning medication. But both of those things have their own set of problems. And by doing the heart rate variability testing that we were discussing, very good quality information to give the patient guidance where to go next. And then doing the proper blood testing to evaluate the presence of coenzyme Q10, where they stand with essential fatty acids, where they stand with potassium, red blood cell, magnesium, if their sodium-potassium ratio is in proper balance. One of the areas that I think there's an overlapping, and I would like to hear what you have to say about it. How often might the irregular heartbeat come from thyroid dysfunction and not necessarily originate with heart dysfunction?
Well, like that patient I spoke about earlier today with the atrial fibrillation, he had no sign of coronary artery disease, but he had an irregular heart rate. But unfortunately, since he's an HMO patient, he has to go to his doctor, the HMO doctor, to work that out. But mainstream medicine doesn't do anything. They stop when they have a drug instead of going further to look for the underlying cause, which might have been low magnesium. You mentioned thyroid issues can affect heart rate. So there are, other issues that can be addressed, but they're not addressed with mainstream medicine. You know, let's say they achieve success when they prescribe a drug. Let's put it that way.
The patient leaves the doctor's office with the prescription, takes the prescription, and the symptom of dysfunction goes away. So the damage potentially continues.
It does continue, especially when you ignore the underlying problem. Now, especially with atrial fib, it's a warning sign that you have something wrong with your body. It's not a warning sign that you need a drug. You know, they'll prescribe a drug to control the rhythm. They may prescribe a drug, like you said, to prevent the increased risk of blood clots, but they don't look for the underlying reason why your magnesium is low. So, and if you don't do the testing, you're not even going to know that's an issue.
Right. It depending on where the focus of the testing is, that's what the physician is going to discover. When there are certain issues like sleep apnea, as an example, or overwhelming stress, and that stress ultimately can affect the thyroid dysfunction, a thyroid adrenal dysfunction can then contribute to irregularity in the heart rhythm. And so very often that diagnosis ultimately leads the physician to write a prescription for a blood thinning pharmaceutical. And yes, indeed, there has been research showing that thinning the blood minimizes the possibility of developing a blood clot because of that irregularity in the heartbeat. And so the doctor feels as though he's done his job. However, there are dangers associated with using those drugs, such as Coumadin. Now, Dr. Slavin, Coumadin, if patients are given Coumadin and the Coumadin has been overdosed or for some reason they are suffering from a bleed, there are things to do to stop that bleed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then now I'm seeing more and more people who have been taken off their Coumadin and they've been given Pradaxa and Xarelto. If those patients with Pradaxa and Xarelto develop a bleed, are the same approaches for stopping the bleed for patients with Coumadin, are those same approaches successful with Pradaxa and Xarelto?
They have no antidote for those drugs.
So if you're taking those drugs and you have been given a dose that's inappropriate for your size or for your particular condition, then and a bleed develops, there's no antidote for that. Am I understanding that correctly? It just seems impossible to me that the FDA would approve such a drug.
And they have. And there are lawsuits based on those complications. Difficulty controlling the bleeding because there is no way to reverse the action of the drug. You have to wait for the drug to just wear off. And that music means it's time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Brooke Slavin for Janice and Co., licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
IV therapy is a superior treatment to achieve nutrient-supported healing responses that are not achievable with oral doses of nutrients. Support the oral nutrients you are using with IV treatments that assist in fighting off illness, supporting energy, and highly functioning organ systems. Do you wonder how some people are able to go and go without ever becoming exhausted or ill? IV nutrient therapies can provide the unending energy you need. We can help you understand the benefits of testing nutrient function in your body and help optimize the presence of necessary vitamins and minerals. You can discuss all your health needs with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. Call today, 954-748-4991.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748 4991 to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Jen Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we were basically talking about things to do to restore health, not just take a drug and think everything is fine. So we were talking about magnesium a little bit, and I just wanted to go over some of the serious conditions associated with a low magnesium level, and they include depression. Now think about it. How many people are on antidepressants, and I bet you their doctor never checked their magnesium level. Also chronic fatigue, attention deficit disorder, Parkinson's disease, sleep problems, migraine headaches, osteoporosis, premenstrual syndrome, chest pain, cardiac arrhythmias, coronary artery disease and atherosclerosis, hypertension, type 2 diabetes and asthma, just to name a few things, a few conditions associated with low magnesium. But for every one of those, doctors aren't prescribing more magnesium. First of all, they're not even checking magnesium levels. They're prescribing drugs for each one of those conditions. Now, that's the point we're trying to make, is that there's always an explanation for why someone gets sick. But if you're... Yes.
Can people who, they can go into Advanced Medical Testing Center and just have red blood cell magnesium level tested? And if they're just curious and they don't necessarily want a full workup, they can come into AMT Center without a prescription and just pay for that red blood cell magnesium level, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and then if they are found to be dealing with very low magnesium, then they have irregular heartbeat, depression, menstrual disorders, all of those symptoms that you just went through, they can go to the Institute of Advanced Medicine. What about an intravenous magnesium treatment for those people who are very low in magnesium?
We do that frequently because many people are intolerant of oral magnesium because they can't take enough of it without causing digestive problems, you know, loose stools. So those people, we recommend the IV magnesium, not only to correct a magnesium deficiency, but I've had patients coming into the office in atrial fibrillation. I would give them the IV magnesium in the office right then and there and put them back into sinus rhythm. So you can really get a jump start on correcting the problem and then maintain your magnesium levels orally if you can. And did you notice there was no hospitalization involved in that approach?
I think the patient should be really, really grateful that there was no hospitalization involved in that.
Well, you know, they should be, but they're not even aware that that's an option for them. And I wouldn't recommend... See, these are patients didn't know they were in atrial fibrillation. But if you have a rapid heart rate and or you're not feeling good, you're not sure, you should go to the emergency room. But these were pretty much asymptomatic patients. We picked up on the irregular heart rate and corrected it right in the office.
Okay, so suppose a patient goes to see his doctor and there's an irregular heartbeat detected. That mainstream physician could possibly prescribe drugs that are meant to control that abnormal heart rhythm. Is that a solution? Are there effective drugs to put a person back in normal heart rhythm?
Well, they make the attempt. They don't always go back into normal rhythm. Sometimes they do. But you still have to look for the reason why they developed the atrial fibrillation in the first place. But typically, the drugs are designed just to slow your heart rate down, because that's one of the other risk factors of atrial fibrillation, is that your heart rate goes too fast. So you want to slow the heart rate down, and then frequently those patients wind up needing a pacemaker because you can't control how slow your heart goes when you use these drugs sometimes. So in order to protect the patient from too slow a heartbeat, they put a pacemaker in. Now they've come up with another approach, and you know, that's where they you know, want to look for that area of the heart that's causing the rapid heartbeat, and basically burn it out of existence. And yeah, that works sometimes, but I think taking magnesium would be a better approach.
Okay, I'm looking at some statistics here, and with regard to the drugs that are meant to put a patient back into normal rhythm. In one study, 72% of the patients had atrial fibrillation recurrences, and then they were talking about the adverse effects of some of these antiarrhythmic drugs that include life-threatening arrhythmias and sudden cardiac death. Then you were mentioning the ablation procedure, and it doesn't work in 20 to 40% of the time, and one in four patients requires repeat treatment. And there are potential complications such as damage to the heart and the blood vessels from the catheter, and potential for creating a stroke. So, you know, when you start to think about magnesium, let's test the red blood cell magnesium, very inexpensive and easy to do. Let's do intravenous magnesium treatment, very reasonable, easy to do. Let's do the max pulse diagnosis, very reasonable, paid for by insurance, easy to do. 3 minutes of the patient's time, and the report is ready and able to be interpreted immediately after the test. The printout is right there. That's amazing. Amazing from an economic point of view, amazing from the point of view of health of the patient, amazing from the perspective that one of the contributing factors to heart arrhythmias is stress. This is a very much less stressful situation to be dealing with a heart arrhythmia. It's astonishing to me that far too few people know about these options. They are only told about the pharmaceuticals and cardiac catheterization, bypass surgery, stents, pacemakers, all of those things that involve very significant potential problems, life-threatening problems in some cases.
Now, Janet, I want to review some of the symptoms of low magnesium again. You can have muscle spasms, muscle cramps.
Keeping in mind that your heart is a muscle.
That's my point. Tremors, impaired muscle coordination. So you can see how magnesium is crucial to the normal function of muscles. So it's really becomes very obvious if you lower magnesium, the heart is going to suffer. So, and they've even talked about that from the standpoint of sudden death sometimes you see in athletes, you know, because they're sweating a lot, losing, you know, their nutrients, including magnesium. And if they're not replacing those magnesium stores that they've lost, they put themselves at risk for cardiac arrhythmias. So,
Dr. Slavin, that whole thing with regard to athletes has led to an incredible business, and what the business I'm referring to is Gatorade. And what are the athletes replenishing with regard to the Gatorade use? Sodium. And unfortunately, in addition to the sodium, they're getting fluorescent colors, not necessarily beneficial to anybody. Yes, they're hydrating, which is an incredibly important aspect of this whole discussion, but they're also taking in sugar that will lead to a variety of other issues, or they're being exposed to artificial sweeteners, specifically sucralose that has the potential, in my view, to really have a problem develop with liver and digestive function. So even though there are no calories in that sucralose, it still has the potential to disturb your blood sugar chemistry, and that has an impact on athletic performance.
Now, Janet, I want to make a point again about magnesium, because people who take calcium supplements may reduce the body's ability to both absorb magnesium and retain it. And people don't realize that. Everybody, you know, talks about calcium, replace your calcium, but that can have a negative effect on your magnesium levels. And what you need to actually realize is magnesium supplementation actually improves the body's use of calcium. Nobody talks about that. They're just giving, calcium. But the other thing, too, is your ratio to calcium and magnesium should be about 1:1, which is
and
not what they're...
Dr. Slave and I go for 2 times the magnesium to 1. So 2 magnesium to 1 calcium.
Twice as much magnesium as calcium, which is good, too. Magnesium is the real important nutrient, because that's the one people are lacking. You get plenty of calcium in most people's diets.
When you test your calcium levels, in general, the calcium levels are between 9 and 10, and that level in your blood of calcium is fine. If you go a little under 9, then you might take a little food source calcium. If you go over 10, the level of calcium in your blood has the potential to start building up in soft tissue. It is an indication that you are not necessarily driving the calcium into the long bones, but rather the calcium may be depositing in your kidneys as kidney stones, in your joints as arthritis. So very clear indication that you are in need of magnesium to properly process that calcium.
And that music means it's time for us to take another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Have you been told that you have chronic fatigue syndrome? Did you know that there's a natural nutrient treatment to nourish your cells and optimize energy levels? Ask for the Fatigue IV. Have you been living with the burden of fatigue? Do you have to rely on coffee or sugar to spark some energy? Are you feeling out of sorts and you can't remember the last time you had a good day? There are solutions to the fatigue syndrome that has become so common. IV nutrients given to address your personal deficiencies can get to the cause of your fatigue symptoms. Come discuss the chronic fatigue syndrome diagnosis that's been holding you back. Call 954-748-4991 and speak with me. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor. Call today, 954-748-4991.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And what's interesting, Janet, is that we pointed out that a low magnesium increases the risk of cardiac arrhythmias. So does a high calcium level. So taking too much calcium can actually compound the risks for people. So that's it's really important to pay attention. These are not innocuous substances, whether you have too much or too little. But you want to make sure that you do the testing again. Without the testing, it's all guessing.
And one of the things that mainstream practitioners often suggest with regard to any of these heart arrhythmia diagnoses would be blood thinners, and we mentioned that before. But before you go to a pharmaceutical source blood thinner that has dangers associated with it, significant dangers, dangers of an unstoppable bleed, you think about natural substances as very basic as fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids, very high quality omega-3s produce a viscosity in the blood that is health supporting, because in addition to thinning the blood, it has anti-inflammatory process possibilities as well. Vitamin E, and you very much want to think about the complete spectrum of components of vitamin E, the tocopherols and the tocotrienols. When you have that whole spectrum, you have anti-inflammatory as well as blood thinning processes. Then you can think about making some changes in your diet, because that diet component is a very important consideration with this entire discussion. And what I'm talking about, garlic, ginger, those are very important nutrition powerhouses, so to speak. Again, reducing inflammation and enhancing blood flow. I just wanted to talk about pomegranates for a moment. There are studies about pomegranates that characterize it as a superfood, and there are components in the pomegranates that slow the aging process. And we've talked about mitochondria health and the importance of supporting mitochondrial function here on Natural Doc Radio. Well, pomegranates have that capacity. They are supportive of recycling mitochondria and enhancing the energy production capacity of the mitochondria. And I would just want to say that one of the ingredients in my formula, Janet Juice, with two capsules a day, you're not only getting pomegranate, but you're getting all of the other so-called superfoods. So you want to really nourish the quality of your blood, enhance the ability to deliver critically important nutrients to your cells. Janet Juice is one of the ways. Of complete spectrum vitamin E, tocopherols as well as tocotrienol, and certainly the magnesium, probably top of the list because so many people are deficient in the magnesium.
Now, Janet, I want to point out a few other facts about calcium, because I know a lot of people are taking that in a separate supplement. And that's why I recommend the multivitamin mineral supplements, because they put all the nutrients in proper proportions there. But here's an interesting fact. If you're taking calcium in amounts of 500 milligrams or more, it may actually increase your relative risk of heart attack by up to 27% and may even increase your risk of stroke. I don't think I've heard of that mentioned very often. And here's another point. You know, when you do take calcium, you also have to use the nutrients that go along with calcium, which include magnesium, vitamin D, and vitamin K. You have to keep all these in balance. Otherwise, again, you could have adverse effects such as calcium building up in your coronary arteries and causing heart attacks because you're lacking the other nutrients that put the calcium where it needs to be.
So, think about the people who are taking antacid drugs and neutralizing the ability of their digestive systems to properly break down calcium. You need a highly acidic environment in order to utilize the calcium properly, metabolize the calcium properly. So if you're using antacids and taking calcium, there's a twofold increased risk of calcium buildup in soft tissues where it shouldn't be. The other thing that I wanted to say, Dr. Slavin, is both you mentioned that instead of giving people a calcium supplement, you recommend that they take a multivitamin. And it's really interesting because the VitoScan machine, very, very quick, easy way to evaluate some mineral status aspects, as well as the cell well-being, where just four strands of hair with a follicle can be analyzed, and people will find out then and there how well they're able to metabolize the calcium, how well they're doing with regard to being able to take in the nutrients. People could be taking CoQ10, could be taking magnesium, and not getting the benefits of it.
Janet, before we run out of time, I just want to point out the risks people are taking unknowingly when they take too much calcium or calcium by itself without the additional nutrients of vitamin D, vitamin K, and magnesium. Clearly, kidney stones fall into that category. We mentioned the effect on the heart, coronary artery disease. And an interesting association has been made with taking in too much calcium and breast cancer. So I think, you know, people really need to be aware of these things. I'd like to mention a test, I don't think you mentioned it, is the urine test that measures bone loss, and specifically it's measuring N-telopeptide. And the brand name for it was Osteomark. And you can tell if you've corrected all your problems as far as bone loss goes. Because with this urine test, if you don't see high levels of N-telopeptide, then you're not losing excessive bone and the body is functioning the way it should. And if you are, you know, this test can be repeated on a regular basis. You don't have to wait 2 years to see a change as with a bone density test. And remember, too, the bone density test is comparing you to a 25-year-old. This test is telling you really the information you want to know. Have you stopped excessive loss of bone from your body? So when you... Yes, Janet.
One of the things, Dr. Slavin, in the cell well-being test, you are going to be given the information about activity in your body that is preventing your body from utilizing the nutrients that you're providing. And one of the ways that is interfering with nutrient absorption is exposure to radiation. And in the cell well-being test, you're getting very specific information with regard to the sources of radiation that may be preventing quality function of your body. And So you mentioned the bone density screening. That scan is an exposure to radiation. And at the beginning of the show, we talked about angiograms, and people are exposed to radiation there. So here are some testing procedures that you're being offered by mainstream practitioners that have interfering aspects with regard to your nutrition status.
Exactly. And I would have to say that the best approach when you're talking about nutrition status is to improve your diet. Make sure it's organic. Make sure that if you choose to have milk, the best milk is raw milk. And then you do testing to make sure that you haven't left anything out with your diet. Because a lot of times, too, people say, well, I eat a great diet. But when you test them, you might find some deficiencies that they might not have been aware of. And then you correct those. And that would be a logical way to do things instead of just taking these supplements without having real knowledge of, you know, what you should be doing. And also, the quality of supplements is very important because, doctors will tell you to take Tums for calcium. Well, they'll tell you take calcium carbonate, which is actually chalk for calcium. The body can't use it properly, but it nevertheless has to deal with it if you take those types of supplements. And we've just run out of time. I'd like to thank our listeners. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
I've been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.